Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
So Melissa is bordering on being addicted to this Farmville.
Right. That's why I have all these crops that are dying. But no, yeah, we had talked initially about Farmville, and of course I've seen it everywhere, and everybody's seen it everywhere. So I thought, well, you know what, let me just go on. And literally that night when Katie got home from work, she saw me on the computer setting up the Farmville account, and she said, oh, hell no. And I said, yeah. So I set up little farm and then forgot about it. And then when I was sick the past couple of weeks, I hadn't done anything with it. And then I went back to check it after we talked about it again, after I had to admit the fact that I am on Farmville. All my crops were dead. Oh. Thanks to Bert Show listeners, because I guess you can have people come onto your farm and fertilize your crops and stuff. So I had
so
people.
So I can hire a day laborer to come in and do everything for you? Like a Farmville
people,
day laborer?
People volunteer to come.
That'd be awesome.
Do your crops. And
you got a little Farmville Home Depot? A bunch of people run up to your car.
Okay. Anyway, so
Farmville U-Haul.
Yeah.
Oh my god. And but I keep going. I'm wasting my virtual dollars because I keep, you know, having crops die on me or whatever. You're supposed to check them every so I don't know, whatever.
Oh my god, what are you going to do when you run out of virtual money?
But the thing is that you have to the crops. They tell you how long it's going to take for the crops to grow, and you have to go back when they're done get the crops. So yeah, so like strawberries are for 4 hours and then, you know, wheat's a couple days and I don't know. But anyway, so I think what becomes addictive about it is people constantly are going back to check their farms because different crops, you know, need to be harvested at different times.
It's a ridiculous exercise. It really is so stupid. This is a video that's been circulating making fun of Farmville.
Farmville!
From milking cows to putting chickens in coops, this game pushes the limits of the imagination. Backwards! Here's a taste of the action. Farmville! It's just like being a real farmer, only without the benefits! Farmville!
Play Farmville to get out of dealing with issues, spending time with your children, or
farming! Farmville!
Where did the time go?
Farmville!
Designed by Kronos himself to alleviate the burden of time!
Farmville!
Just listen to these testimonials from my mom. Hey mom, what do you think of Farmville?
What?
Farmville!
So this thing is getting so addictive that Dr. Phil dedicates a whole show to it yesterday.
Are you worried about your crops as you sit here? I'm on it. Honestly, are you worried about your crops as you sit here?
Okay. Before I came here, I made sure that none of the crops were going to die.
You made sure none of the crops what?
Would die. My pets were fed.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Now, you realize, don't you, that, and let me sit down here a minute. Because we need to make eye contact. There aren't really any crops. There aren't really any crops. There's not really. It's just a little image on a screen. They're not going to die.
I know. They do. I mean.
And you're not going to really, like, harvest them and take them to the market and feed people with them.
He's just being mean to her now.
And your family, on the other hand.
It's real tough.
They are hungry.
I think I read the other day that Farmville, like the company that came up with Farmville, has made $1 billion off of it.
Easily.
$1 billion. They, off of Farmville.
And they've done other sim type programs, like reality type, you know, things. But I've read more than one article about how they are, in terms of monetizing a social networking platform, they're virtually the fastest and the biggest.
I don't have that kind of
Facebook that you get on it.
Yeah,
so.
I just don't have that kind of big picture thinking. Because again, if somebody would have come to me years ago and said, "Look, give me $5,000 to start this Farmville thing," mm-hmm. and they described exactly what it was, I'd have like, well, I got plenty of other things to do with my $5,000.
Well, it's like all games are built on you going from level to level and expanding whatever. And it's, I mean, the concept is there. You get more money, the more crops you have, and blah blah blah. But it's just what makes it addictive again is that there is a time, there is a scheduling, you know, like
at time limit.
Yes, mm-hmm. There's no other game I've ever played in which I have to be back at a certain time that it's running mm-hmm. in real time while I'm doing my daily
you think
stuff.
Farmers are offended.
Like you make it
probably.
This is so
probably.
Easy.
It's like, why don't you put why don't you like grow crops in your own backyard?
Like
they
help the world. You think it's really that easy to or deal somebody, with, you know, yeah. just water them and they'll be fine. Yeah. You know?
It's motivating probably a whole bunch of people to actually stop like their insurance business because farming is so easy. I can do this.
Yeah.
Just buy a lot of land in Iowa somewhere.
4 hours for strawberries to grow. It's
and
awesome.
Somebody says they got to get up a half hour early to harvest their crops and the mm-hmm. farmer's like, really? Because I've been up since 4.
Right.
Outside in the rain. On a tractor.
Exactly.
This is Phil telling it like it is.
Close your accounts. Get out of Farmville.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. What are you trying to win? You're trying to impress your friends that you are more obsessed than they? Reintroduce yourself to your family. Cook a meal. Go on a date. Go to a movie. Go jog. Go sit out in the backyard. Watch the grass grow. Do something. Actually, maybe start a garden for real.
It's 8 degrees out.
Good morning.
It's 8 degrees out. That's her excuse.
Hey, Becky, good morning. You're on Q100.
Gross.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
I so did not know that this was such a deal. I thought it was just my mother-in-law. She has made accounts in people's names that are deceased just so that she could make more money to buy more stuff like fertilizer and things like that.
Wow.
You are kidding.
So she makes a dead person's account and then gives that money to herself?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And she, I mean, it's like 4 a.m. and she's leaving me comments on my Facebook. And I'm like, go to bed. Yeah. And I call her at like noon and she's asleep.
Yeah, you
it's
sort of
crazy.
You sort of wish you married somebody else, don't you?
Oh, she's nice. But
crazy.
No,
but
literally.
Well, at least Jen's hypnotist will now have a new field.
Right.
That's
yes.
right.
That's right.
Get me off of Farmville.
Yeah. New focus. Right.
Farmville addictions.
Mm-hmm. This is a total separate commercial that I found a couple of days ago. I'm not sure it's going to print on the radio or not, but this little kid is so cute. This is an insurance company commercial, and it's like a little 4 or 5 year old kid right in front of the screen. It's only him.
Is this the little African American kid?
Yeah.
Where he says, right in the.
Yes.
Oh, I love this one.
This is a real insurance company commercial
okay.
that was running up in the Northeast for a while.
I was watching me and my mama watching this movie and the man kicked him. But the man I was going to try to punch him, he kicked him down on the ground. But he was going to kick him, I was on the ground. You know what he did? He kicked him in the penis.
Oh, my God.
He was injured. Injured man.
Oh.
He kicked him in the penis.
Oh my God, that's so cute. Kids talking cute, kids singing creepy.
Yes, agreed.
Agreed.
Children of the Cornish kind of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
And this is from a weatherman in Boston who is probably the most unprofessional weather guy that you've ever, meteorologist that you've ever heard from in your life. Do you see this yet?
I haven't seen it. I heard it, though.
Our wind chill factor about 23, humidity 85%, a north wind at 13 miles an hour. Picking up some snow, are we? Yes, we are. In Princeton, we picked up 9 inches of snow. Bill Ricka had 7, the biggest amount that I could find, almost as big as me, about 9 inches. Bill Ricka, 7, and in Stoneham, we had 6.
Wow.
About 2.5. Brookline picked up about 2.
Seriously.
Does he look
is
like,
he still
I
a
mean,
job?
That could was be it a his... true statement or no?
Yeah, was it his last?
Was it his last day?
I don't know if it was his last one. I think this
wow.
just happened yesterday.
Biggest amount that I could find, almost as big as me, about 9 inches.
No way.
Oh,
wow. My God.
Yeah, I think you kind of tell he's lying also.
Biggest amount that I could find, almost as big as me.
Is he a white dude?
About 9 inches.
He is.
Wow. He's lying. Is that what you're saying?
Wait.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.